All right, everybody. Welcome to another amazing episode of the
I do your podcast.
Hey, gotta head it on a loop. Let it go, Arlo. Let it go. Yeah, welcome. You already know, this week did a little something different. Hopefully it all worked out. I'm going to make sure it works out anyways, because regardless, I'm just going to put the clips on screen if the sharing part didn't work, but I shared my screen. And what did I share? Well, I shared just a couple clips from one of our sponsors' new shop video, the Third Layer Skate Parks and Skate Shop Slingshot video, dedicated to our Henry Gartland, who passed at the beginning of 2021. This video has some heartfelt meaning behind it, and you can see that through the footage that Oscar, the filmer, was able to get, and through editing and through just amazing footage that he put together, he formed such an amazing skate video. So I shared a couple of those clips really just to get you all hyped to make sure you go buy yourselves a copy, because go buy yourselves a copy. It's like $7 and you download it and you have it and you get to watch the best skaters in Minnesota do their thing. Come on now. And then from there, I go into something I really wanted to hit on when it comes to skateboarding progression. So make sure you stick around to the very end of the episode to get that tip on how exactly you can boost your progression in skating right away today. Don't slip on it. Start progressing that much faster and just keep skating for that much longer. Go get your tip at the end of the episode and also watch these amazing skate clips with me, because I'm cool and we all love skating. Yeah. All right, it's late. I'm gonna get going to bed. I got work in the morning, and yeah, I want to send this stuff to the producer. So with that, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. Like I said, go get their video. Everything's down in the show notes. Go grab it right now. Monte Coso Skateboards, we love you guys. Keep supporting the way you do. Skaters in the community, we all see it and we all appreciate it. Last but not least, Batch Roasting Co. Thank you for starting our mornings off right with an amazing cup of great, great coffee. If you want some great coffee that's going to really get you up and going, make sure you check out our homies at Batch Roasting Co. If you want to check out any of these companies, everything you need is down in the show notes. And with that, I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Yep, doing a solo episode this week, and that's just fine. And I actually want to try something a little bit different. I'm so stoked on what the homies have put out. One of our sponsors, Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop, they recently put out a shop video, and it's called Slingshot, dedicated to our beloved Henry Gartland, who passed at the beginning of last year. So this video has more than I can't even explain it. You can feel the feeling through the video just by seeing and how Oscar was able to capture so many amazing moments and the way he edited it. I think it was absolutely amazing. Obviously, I'm not sharing a bunch of stuff at all. You need to go buy this and go watch it, because my homies killed it. But I just want to share a couple of clips that have already been shared and stuff from people's parts. And if you want to check out the rest of the video, I'll make sure everything's down in the show notes, but I'm going to try it out. We're going to see if this whole share screen thing works. I'm going to talk through the clips, and yeah, that'll kind of be that. I mean, I'm just going to talk about skateboarding essentially. That's how we do things. You know, that's how I do it over here. So let's see how this all goes real quick. Let's see. Do I do a window or do I do assuming a Chrome tab? Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. All right, I'll mute this. Wait, no. You know what? We're going to get a little, wait. I might have messed that up. Let me try that one more time. I think I got to go like this, and I got to make sure I share the audio, because we're just going to do the audio. Why not? Why not? We're trying something new. Let's see what happens. I can always redo this if I have to, right? I guess so. All right. So first couple clips are from our beloved Henry. Oh. Boom. Style. Oh, man. It's so cool. Being able to sit here and know the impact that Henry made in the skateboard industry. And then just watching how much he progressed. Oh, love this kid. Telling you, go check out this video. This is the opening line. Come on now. Oh, saucied up. Saucied up. Let's see what's on the next clip. Oh, dude, this is crazy. All right, so I myself cannot do flip tricks. Okay, we're probably going to turn the audio off just because like how short the clips are. I cannot do flip tricks. Well, I shouldn't say I can't. I can do them. I haven't put enough practice to be like really good at them. But I always have so much respect when people flip into like a down rail or something like that, because that alone, like just a down rail is a whole different story, and flipping into that, like, pff, come on now. Jeez. Ooh. Boom. Solid. Bolts. Bolts. This spot. Boom. Boom. You know what? I love a tray flip. And let me know what you think. Do you like the stanky leg 1 foot catch? I think that's kind of out the building by now. I love a tray flip like this, where it's just fast, caught, boom. Pff. Get in, get out. Boom. Oh, we love you, Henry. Boom. Dang. Oh, now we got my brother right here, Jonathan Reese, a.k.a. Butters, Mr. Butters, Lil Butters, getting it. And you can see exactly why we call him Butters. Look how just, look at this, little flat ground trickle, bloop, bloop. Just so, so stylish. And that's the thing I love about skateboarding is like everybody has their own style. And like whether you skate like super gnarly or you skate super smooth, like it's your style. Like make that shit yours. And my man's definitely made that shit his. Boom. I remember when I was little, it's crazy too, because me and him are best friends now. I'm putting you on blast, Butters. No, I'm playing. Every kid does this. He was just a really good skater. And like I was that like newer kid. I remember coming to the park. Man, I wanted to be with the cool kids, all the really good kids. You know, now we're all homies and stuff, so it's cool. But I remember, like, it was so hard to, like, get in because, like, this dude was on a different level, like, back even when we were 11 years old. He was still a nice dude, though. I love you, Butters. You my mans. It's crazy to me, too, just, like, thinking back like that. I mean, dang. Longer than that, me and him have been homies since we were, like, 11, 12. When I think back to like just the old days of skating and like where things were back then, and then I think of like kids nowadays, getting to this next clip. This is crazy. This rail. So a lot of these spots, some are in a couple different states. I think some are in Cali, most of them, if they're not in Minnesota. But a lot of the spots are in Minnesota. And this rail, I have a couple tricks I'm thinking about on this thing, but it's a hefty one. Little front big spin board slide. Like, come on now. And the thing is too, boom, right in the middle. Not too far over one side, not too far over the other. Just right in the middle. Boom, boom. They don't call them Butters for nothing. I'm telling you. God damn. My homies are pro. I say it all the time. I'm not wolfing. My homies are pro. Bottom line, watch out. God, Minnesota puts out some hitters too, man. Tanner. Tanner's on the wall. We got Jack Olson, Davis Torgerson, Steve Nesser. What do you know about that? So many good space skaters. Tabari Cook, shout out to you. Old skate camp instructor for me. Dude, just so good. Henry Garland, of course. Oh, man. Like I was saying, though, it's just cool to, like, look at this stuff now and, like, think back then and then think now, like, how we used to skate at our age back then, like, kids now and how they skate, bro. It is insane. It's insane how good kids are getting. Every time I go to third layer and I go skate, I watch these kids who are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever, you know. I'm getting up there, man, 24. So now I look at 16-year-olds. I'm like, dang, shoot, I'm kind of up there, bro. You youngin'. So I'm like, you know what? These kids coming up are really, really good. Crazy good. And it's amazing to see how this sport is progressing. Just like every other sport, right? Not saying like, but there's nothing like, nah. Fighting progresses quite a bit. The fight styles, the way you have to fight and all that. But with skateboarding, just the way things are going, snowboarding, all the extreme sports, like there's just a lot of growth to keep going. I mean, people keep throwing like more flips in snowboarding. People keep throwing more flips in and out with skateboarding tricks. Like, it's just great. Like, look at this. Low flip trick. Real fast. Boom. 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 Man. Love watching you guys skate. This is one of the homies, too. That's crazy to talk about. Youngins coming up. I remember him just being young kid out at third when we were all, like, the older crew. Because, like, a lot of the older dudes for us, like Corey Millett, Jack Olson, Cody Davis, all those dudes ended up like moving. They all kind of moved out of state for a little while. So then it was kind of like Tanner, me, Jonathan, Logan, all those cats. And these dudes were right behind us, just age-wise, not really like in skating because Jasper was already better than me when we were back then, but just age-wise. And you know how it is like in the skate game, like you definitely like earn your stripes. Like age stuff really does matter. It's a, I don't give a, but it doesn't matter what you say. Like, it's we're all there, like, inclusive, and we're all loving when it comes to skating. But there's a hierarchy. Like, you know there is. You go to a park, like, you know. You just know. You know. Now, Jasper can just walk in. He's just a boss, man. But he's so humble about it, too. That's the cool part. Like, he just wants to skate. Like, talk about a skate rat, somebody who just wants to skate. That's this kid right here. Boom. That, like, come on now, G. Big spin back tail. Boom. You know what's crazy? I never knew what that spot was. And then I learned that it was right over by my in-law's house. My wife's aunt and uncle's house. Yeah. Shout out to Uncle Bob for having the spot right by your crib, dog. Dude. Oh, God. I have so much respect for just style and skating, too. Like, when you can just pull something off and make it look, oh, dang, homie, took a little spill. Hey, it happens. It's all right, Jasper. We've all been there. You more than most, because you go so goddamn hard. That's the thing, too. If you're going hard, you're falling. Bottom line. That's the great part about it. Don't be scared. Just get it. That's funny, too, to talk about, because it's when I think of skating, and I think, like, the times I'm scared, you're only scared when you think about the spot you're going to and, like, when you actually start to think about the trick you're going to try or, like, you're looking at it and thinking about it. You're never, like, scared during it. If you're scared during it, like, you are, you're eating shit. Like, there's no doubt about it. If you're rolling up to a trick and you're scared popping into a rail or whatever, you're busting it. Like, you're not. It's not happening. So sick, though. So sick. Oh, my homie Ty. Talk about a boom. Oh, the steez on that pop shot. You know what's love about this is the fact that, talk about another youngin' who's coming up. I remember watching him when we were at Summit Skate Park, when I was like 12 or 13, he had to be like 10, 9, 10, something like that, doing pop shove tail or pop shove nose grabs, or like nose, you know, no, nose grab shove, finger shove, finger flip, I guess, but finger shove. I think that's what it was. Ty, I'm going to tag you in a little clip with this. Let me know, bro. I need to know. But then you're doing this? Come on now. Progression, baby. Dang. So sick. Everybody's just killing it. Absolutely everybody. And like I said, go check out this entire video, because this is nothing. Like, these are just like little snackers. It ain't, this is not the actual whole entire video. Like, the amount of skating that went down in this is insane. And the tricks that went down, homies killed it. Homies killed it. And Oscar, you killed it, bro. Like, the filming, editing, video, the audio, the music. That was one thing I was noticing too, and I wish I could play the audio, is like in that pop shove it clip, he goes, does the pop shove it right when he lands, like perfectly. Boom, audio kicks in, music, the beat drops. That was a sick trick, Ty. I'm gonna have to learn that one. Yeah, okay, I like that. It's kind of just like doing a fakey frontside full cab. A little tail slide in the middle, you know what I mean. Oh, man. My brother the animal, Logan Mosey. Why do we call him the animal? Just look at that. He just attacked those ledges, ate that up. Ate the ledge up. You know, it's crazy. Those ledges are ate up too. They chunky. If those are ledges I'm thinking of. Quick with it. Back crook fakie real quick. Switch up the feet. Oh, fakie. Fakie switch 5-0. Back one out. Oh, bow. What a beast. Talk about quickness. Talk about quickness. Look at this. Wow. Little front one, switch 5-0, front one out. I just learned front one, switch 5-0, back one out, which would be terrifying on something like this. Until I tried it. No, this is just crazy, though. Look at the rotation there. One way back, the other skirt. Ha, psych. My friends are pro. Bottom line. And I think this is the last clip I'll be sharing. Oh my goodness. Even if you don't skateboard and you're watching this with us, one, I love you for sticking around and watching this. You're fucking awesome. Hit me up right away because I fuck with you. But if you're watching this and you don't skate, I'm sure you can look at this and say, holy crap. You could get tossed. And that's the thing about street skating, is like, you just got to look at the spot and be like, damn, that'd be sick to land. Let's go do it. And like, stuff happens along the way at times, but look how homie did that. Bow, bow, boom. Good to go. So far. Wow. 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 Well, like I said, Slingshot, it's out now. You can go get your digital download right on the Third Layer website. I'll have the exact link right down in the show notes for all of you to go grab. So make sure you go grab a copy. Show the love. This is, there's some amazing skating that goes down in this. That's the last thing I'm going to say with it. Well, now we talked about skating, we watched some skating. I think the last thing I want to do is talk about
you know, progressing in skating just for a second. I want to do a more in-depth episode on this, but I just want to make a real quick note, especially after that. When it comes to progressing in skateboarding, obviously we need to skate. We have to be on the skateboard. You got to practice the skill of skating. But think of all the other sports, right? You got basketball, you got football, you know, all these things where they have their skill practice. They have their game practice, right? But they also are doing stuff in the gym. Why is that? Well, for them, in their heads, it's just getting stronger, right? That's kind of the biggest goal, or maybe it's to move a little bit better, depending on what the sport is. Now, for us skaters, it's no different. We can do stuff in the gym, some strength training things, that are then going to just make us perform that much better, i.e., progress that much faster. I'm realizing this firsthand, especially after this reconstructive ankle surgery I had last year. Coming out of that, you know, being told I wasn't going to skate all the way from, had my surgery in March, wasn't going to skate again for 8 months. So what's that? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So November time frame. I wasn't supposed to really be skating or taking impact. I took it upon myself, you know, talked to my physical therapist along the way, told him, hey, I do this shit. I'm a coach. I want to do this, this, and this. Went over it. All right, cool. Let's see what happens. Did that shit, and I was back skating by July. By July. So that right there was huge for me. Got me back on my board way faster than I was told originally. And I'm still skating to this day. And I feel absolutely amazing doing it. Now, the other thing when it comes to progressing and skating that I've noticed with strength training is I'm just progressing. I'm learning more now that I'm at a point of like, all right, it's time to really dive in and start learning again. I'm learning that much faster and that much easier. Now, yes, I've been spending years on a skateboard. Yes, I've practiced a lot of skating, but I skate much less than I ever have. I skate once a week, and every time I go skate, I've been learning a trick, maybe 2 to 3 new tricks every single time I go skate. Now, the only reason why I skate that little right now is because it's winter. You know, I'll skate in my garage. I'll do my best to get on my board for about 10 minutes a day at the least, but for the most part, I skate once a week. But I'm learning more than I've ever learned. And I'm attributing that to my strength training, getting more access to ranges of motion that I never had before, allowing me to, you know, I'm better at rotation. I'm able to rotate faster and stop myself from rotating, some anti-rotational things. All they do is the ranges of motion I have when it comes to landing, how much better I feel there, how much better my clips are even starting to look when I watch them myself. It's crazy what strength training can do for your progression in skating. Now, like I said, I'm going to save that for its own episode of like skate progression, because there's a lot that goes into that other than just strength training, right? Like we got to be able to skate, but I think that strength training is the basis and there's a lot within that that we can talk about more. But I really just want to drive that home, especially with, you know, we did an episode 2 weeks ago and that was all about strength training and skateboarding. And I wanted to drive that home and give you my own experience there and what I've seen and what I'm seeing firsthand with clients that I'm working with. And I'm just excited to keep doing this. And I just want to get the message out there to all the fellow skaters that, look, I get it. We want to skate. Exactly. So add some strength training one day a week. One day a week of strength training can get you so far in the progression of your skateboarding. And if you need assistance, remember, I'm right here. I'm right here. I got you. I'm not talking about paying for coaching right up front. Like, if you just got questions, just come ask me. Come ask me some questions. I will answer them for you. It's what I'm here for. I love this shit. I want to keep you skaters skating.
That's what the strength training shit's going to do. And also, I know for those skaters out there who want to progress, those youngins out there who want to progress, who want to be in the Olympics, who want to be skating the street league contest, you know, all that stuff. Who want to just be out there in the streets with the real team, you know, doing the real things. This stuff is going to get you there. It will. Not saying you can't get there without it. Bunch of people who've done it before. But let's change the game. Why don't we give ourselves a better chance? Because the way I look at it is, look, you have a much better chance being a pro skater than you do going to the NFL or any other pro sport like that. So why not give yourself even better of a chance by being that much better? By just adding some strength training in. A little thought for you to end the episode. But yeah, just know that everybody is capable of being extreme.